Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mike Writes podcast, the audio version of the Mike Writes website, mjschaefer.com. If you're accessing this via your podcast app and didn't know the website existed, this is very much the audio version of my weekly writings and very much my first episode. So bear with me. This is, I think the why is important. I'll probably share the why these first few episodes and maybe every episode. Writing for me has always been a creative outlet, a thing I did as fun, a thing I did as a teacher, a thing I did almost as a profession. And now, as I work and do my day-to-day job, it's an outlet for therapy and for me to work through anything that's happening in life. And it's something that I've always done, and very much now I'm intentional about doing each week and examining what happens when those writings when I write and when those writings come out of me. So that's what this is. And I, like a lot of people I know, while I love reading a good hard copy book and a hard copy story, I have several on a table next to me. I also love audio versions of stories, and it helps me to get chores done and when I go for walks. So this is a very much a short story. These are flash fictions, and in some cases, like this first episode, nonfiction. Very short, and ways to get your day started when you get moving in the morning. I know I like that. To throw a podcast on or some music, and at night too, if it helps you listen and slow your breath and calm down a little bit and help you get ready for bed or even fall asleep. I know I definitely have used podcasts to fall asleep myself. So that's what we're doing here. Each week I'll have a new episode, and I'm sure as things progress, potentially different types of stories and guests, but why worry about that right now? Why don't we get into the audio version of the first story, nonfiction story I published. So I guess without further ado, this is Gentle Voice, a story that I guess maybe I'll talk about it when it's over. I'll just let the rest speak for itself. So Gentle Voice. The gentle voice that talks to you won't talk forever. You might have heard that line before. I have, or had. The tense don't make no sense, as a classmate in elementary school once told me years ago. This morning, the words came screaming back in the form of 90s pop band Ace of Base from their quasi-hit All That She Wants. It sparked memories from childhood of throwing lawn darts with a friend, also whilst in elementary school. Those darts were large versions of regular dartboard darts, thick-tipped and thrown underhanded in an arc so the tip pointed to the sky, crossed the 20 yards of regulation lawn, grass, dirty, how you keep up with your lawn is your business, plummeting, and they did plummet, point first inside or outside of the plastic ring, demarcating points, inside ring, or no points. Outside. As it turns out, this flash fiction is a what if, one that comes up occasionally when my mind wanders into the dark recesses where the messy thoughts hang out. That back corner of the pub where everyone's colored by shadows, only the light glinting off their beer mugs to show they're anything more than a bad memory. Some days, instead of turning away from that dark corner, you take your beer from the bartender, toss some bills on the counter, and turn to those memories. After all, most of the time the things we're afraid of aren't that scary. Those memories lurking, they're people, just like us. Or were, once. Now, they're memories of people, and the things they did and said. This morning, those Ace of Base lyrics reminded me not of gentle voices, but of a friend from my youth who committed suicide after we graduated high school. He was a friend who I went to elementary school with, and who lived out in the country by me, and who had similar sensibilities in music and video games. His upstairs bedroom was in the attic of his house, but had been retrofitted into a sort of huge studio apartment space. For an 11-year-old, this was a kingdom. Tack on Sega Genesis games and early 90s jams, and we had an indoor playground. There's a thought now of a camping trip I went on with him and his parents, and two distinct memories. These two just had shots delivered to that dark corner of the bar. The first was on the drive to the campground. We were in a vehicle that had an enclosed truck bed separated from the parents in the front cab. That was our hang zone on the long, well, it felt long for one main reason. I don't recall the real distance, ride. Boys will be boys, but this boy pinned me down in a game of 1,000 needles. It's a game one of my uncles did to me as well, and one I quite frankly still do not understand. It involves jabbing fingers into the prone chest of the patient, supposedly to make them laugh if they're ticklish. I am ticklish. I am also not immune to the real pain that comes when people with strength slam their fingertips into my chest repeatedly. That truck ride to the campground turned into this friend giving me the 1,000 needles treatment, long enough for me to strain under the pressure of his knees pinning my elbows down, eyes bulging, chest breaking, tears leaking. I finally screamed and got one arm out enough to throw him off me. The rest of the trip was a camping trip. The only thing I remember is waking up in our tent in the middle of the night, realizing I had pissed myself. I was miserable. We grew older, moving through middle and high school, and that friendship, due to living close to each other, turned into me finding the friend group in middle school I'm still close to today. He found his own, but not as many, which means nothing, although he strayed, becoming a loner, a bit quirkier than I recalled as a kid playing Sega in his attic bedroom. Was he always that way? I didn't think much about him after high school. I went away to college. A year or two later, I came home for a holiday break. My friends and I went to the popular bar at the time. It was packed on a Friday night. He was at a table near the front of the bar with a crew of others. We chatted briefly, pleasantries really. I was preoccupied with catching up with other more recent friends from high school. I cut our conversation short, talked to others, drank, danced, move on to the next place, thought nothing of it, until he killed himself. "Did you hear?" my older sister asked me one day a few weeks later. "No," I said, "because I hadn't. I had no one close enough to him who would inform me." And that quick dismissal of him from that night at the bar rushed back. How lonely he seemed, how desperate for contact, how he was at a table with others, but they were in conversation with each other, not with him, and how I was a life raft, a flotation device. I thought, what if I talked to him that day for more than a passing minute? What if I asked him how he was doing? I noticed something off, or so I told myself. I've had hundreds of nights with my friends. What if I used one of them to talk to an old friend instead? I didn't spiral too far. I wasn't sad so much as confused by the scenarios. I moved on, busy with college and my own issues. For instance, what if I was projecting my own insecurities onto the situation, labeling his supposed discomfort and loneliness with my own? The memory of his suicide receded into a dark corner of my mind, watching, waiting, listening. Until Ace of Base came on 2 decades later. Until I know now upon confronting the memory that it was no one's fault, definitely not mine. I could have talked to a friend for longer than a passing second, but the truth was we hadn't been friends in years. We didn't remain friends for many reasons. It did make me think of us throwing lawn darts, though, and how I threw one so high and offline that it landed on the roof of their barn, piercing a hole through the shingles. His dad made us get up on the roof and patch the shingle with tar. Only I didn't patch the shingle, my friend did. He got the ladder and the tar and climbed onto the roof and fixed it. He did that with ease, without thinking. I wish he could have done that for himself. Full disclosure, this is the first time I'm reading that out loud. And as you can imagine, you know, what are the phrase they say? It's getting a little dusty in here. So, yeah, that's gentle voice. I actually flubbed that last line. I wish he could have done that for his mind, for himself. But you get the idea. Life's funny. It's interesting. It's hard. It's a lot of different things. So this story, it very much started with the Ace of Base song. I was listening to a 90s station on Spotify or Pandora, and it came up, and I had sat down to get my writing done for the week, and this came out in one fell swoop. It didn't take long. It was very, very much a complete memory, and as you can see, a strong one that needed to come out, and I think be shared. There's a lot there, right, to unpackage, and a lot for me to unpackage with it, and I think for anyone listening and anyone who read it on the website, you know, I'm sure plenty of other things come up and your own memories to think about and reflect on. So that's what this podcast is. This is what we're doing. This is what I'm doing, is just sharing my weekly thoughts. And you know, the next episode is very much made up and fiction, and the majority of them will be. This was one that was the first thing that came out, and I've written plenty of stories over the years. This one felt important. So here it is, gentle voice. Appreciate everyone listening. So this will be a bit of a cobbled together situation here, recording the podcast as I build out the website and social media pages. I really do, if you're listening, appreciate you taking the time and listening with whatever you're doing in the mornings, during the day, or in the evenings. Things like social media and reviews help. It's early on, but you can always hit subscribe to any podcast feed, and that helps. And then reviews and share your thoughts. How can I improve? But if you're loving it, let me know. That's always helpful, to just keep doing what I'm doing. And then social media being developed, but some people like visual mediums as well and like following and seeing updates that way. Instagram, we do have a page. Mike Writes Stories is the Instagram page. The Twitter page is just at MJ Schaefer. And then you can always email MJ Schaefer Writes. And some main ways to follow up. Also, like I said, again, mjschaefer.com is the website. Weekly stories to pass the time. For now, thanks so much for stopping by and listening.